Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on WBHM. I'm Tanya Ott. It has been a bloody week in the Birmingham metro area. Jefferson County Sheriff's officials found the bodies of a mother and her daughter fatally shot inside their apartment yesterday. An unidentified man was found dead in a car in Fairfield yesterday. And in Hoover, a 39-year-old woman was found fatally stabbed, a 55-year-old man fatally shot inside a house. Authorities say the incident was likely a murder-suicide. But the incident that's getting the most attention is the shooting death of 15-year-old Jermaine Walton. He was shot in the head at Railroad Park Sunday night while skateboarding with friends. Birmingham News' John Archibald joins us to talk about the situation. John, hundreds, maybe even a thousand or so people were at the park on Sunday when this happened, but none of them have come forward with details about the shooter.
Yeah, that has just been the epidemic involving homicides in this town over the years. I mean, when people, it's amazing, it's unfathomable to see that many people can be in a park and not have seen something. And that's the only way these things continue, is that when people just don't show up and talk to the police.
Clearly someone must have seen something, but this is just what a culture of, we don't snitch, we don't want to get involved, we don't want to be targets.
Too often it is. I mean, it's fear and loyalty and blind loyalty to bad people, I think, and it has been that way for decades, frankly, for as long as I've been looking at crime. And, you know, we have waves where sometimes that gets a little bit better. But some public opinion right now, is trying to turn that in the community. So we'll see.
More than 100 people gathered at the park last night for a vigil. Another one is planned for Saturday night. There were a lot of emotional parents who've lost kids to violence in Birmingham who are calling for crime prevention efforts. But let's take a step back a moment. How's law enforcement doing when it comes to crime prevention? I mean, is this reflective of a bigger problem, or is it just a terrible crime that happened that police couldn't have prevented?
Well, first of all, as far as crime prevention is concerned, I mean, if you look at it from a historical level, I mean, clearly we're doing something right, because the numbers of our homicides are really a lot less than they've been over the course of the decades. But the most important thing here is, I mean, you can look at it over the years. There's almost nothing that police can do to prevent homicides. I mean, you can't be on every street corner watching for everybody to pull out a gun. I mean, you just can't do it. A homicide occurs when somebody does, reaches that point where he pulls the trigger, and you can't, you can have check road blocks and that sort of thing, but you can't be everywhere. The real difficulty for police is, and the measure of police is whether they can solve it after it's done.
Obviously, this isn't a mass murder like on the level we've seen in Newtown, Connecticut, or in Aurora, Colorado, but would you anticipate that there would be any sort of legal attempts at city council or in county government or state government to restrict access to guns or anything else as a result of some of this violence we're seeing?
Well, the real push we're seeing out of city council, I think, is to set up roadblocks in the attempt to find people with illegal guns and to confiscate those guns at the time. I mean, the people believe that's the best way to really get them out of the hands of people who have no business having them. And I wouldn't be surprised if we'd see some of that pretty fast.
You've written in the past about how crime statistics are often misread and how they can portray Birmingham, especially downtown Birmingham, as being more dangerous than it really is. We're now 20 days away from the home opener for the Birmingham Barons at the new downtown ballpark, right next to Railroad Park. What effect do you think this shooting will have on turnout at that ballpark?
Well, it is absolutely the worst time for Birmingham, and absolutely the worst time for the Barons. Whether it has any measurable effect or not, whether it really is a dangerous place or not is not really the issue. The issue is whether people think it is, and from what I've talked to people, it is a concern for people, especially because parking is not immediately adjacent to the ballpark, if there is a ballpark, frankly.
People have to park somewhere else and walk over
to park and walk. And, I think there'll be a crowd there for the first day for sure. But, the impressions of what they see, that whether it's regard to police or criminal activity or the ballpark itself, will have a huge impact on whether they come back.
Now, you said if there is a ballpark, how's the planned opening coming? There was that sinkhole problem recently on site. Is it going to open on time on April 10th?
you know, frankly, I mean, they say it will, but frankly, I'd be stunned if it will. I mean, it's still a construction.
You'd be stunned if it opens at all?
No, I mean, it'll open. The question is really whether it should open if it's a construction site with a baseball diamond in the middle, because first impressions are pretty important. You wonder if they ought to think about stepping back and say, hey, play those first ones at Rickwood until it gets done.
So could they easily transfer it over to Rickwood, do it there, and then bring it back over when it's ready?
Well, you know, I don't see why not. They keep Rickwood in pretty good shape. It probably has more parking than the new one, and it's playable. Whether it's ideal or not is certainly another issue, but do you really want to, I mean, back to that first impression thing.
Okay. Well, John, we will check in with you next week and in following weeks to find out what happens on that front.
Very good.
John Archibald reports for AL.com, and his column appears in the Birmingham News on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. John joins us here each Thursday on WBHM's Morning Edition.